We'll learn a little bit more about the LSU Tigers. We've talked about them on the show. Like, should we talk about them more? Are they for real? Then they lose to Florida in overtime Tuesday night at home.
Florida's good, though.
No,
it's not a horrible loss.
Yeah.
Florida's
good,
good,
but they're not. It's not like Billy Donovan and watch out for
this
Gators.
They're not a powerhouse, but they're a solid. They have a lot of guys on that team that have played in a lot of NCAA tournament games. They had, I thought, underachieved a little bit to this point in the season.
Glenn Gilbo is going to help us learn a little bit more about the Tigers. 11 o'clock tip tomorrow morning down in Baton Rouge as the Vols and Tigers will tangle. He covers them for USA Today Network. Glenn, how you doing?
Hello, how are you guys?
Did the loss on Tuesday surprise you, or did you think that was going to be a tricky game?
I did think it was going to be a tricky game, so it wasn't that much of a surprise because Florida plays kind of a slow-down game, and they're real good on defense, and they got kind of a unique defense, this 2-2-1 that LSU hasn't seen a lot of. And LSU's not a great team in half-court offense, so it looked like a tough matchup. And, you know, LSU, they got two funny losses. I mean, in the SEC, they lost to Arkansas at home just a couple of weeks ago, so those are kind of weird when they're sandwiched around the win at Kentucky. Part of that's the SEC, but part of it's a young team that probably was, you know, maybe looking past Arkansas and looking past Florida. Not quite the same zest that they went into the Kentucky game with. And really, they struggled to beat the win at Georgia, too, on Saturday.
Yeah, last yeah. Saturday. That's a good point. We were certainly familiar in these parts with Will Wade, knew he was a tremendous coach, but you never know how that's going to translate. Sometimes you think they're great hires, and when they get there and they move up to much bigger conferences, it doesn't always translate. But so far, it looks like it's translated down in Baton Rouge.
Oh, there's no question. First and foremost, he's recruited extremely well in a short amount of time. I mean, he put together a real good team last season after just getting hired in late March of 2017, and he was able to get Tremont Waters, had some fortune there with the Georgetown coach leaving. But, he's an excellent recruiter, and he is also a pretty good X and O coach, too. They're not great on defense, but he can get in there and coach with the X and O's, too. So he's the best combo that they've had as a coach in some time because, you know, Johnny Jones could recruit but was not a floor coach. Trent Johnson was a floor coach. Not only could he not recruit, he chose not to recruit. He didn't even try. Mm. And John Brady was a great floor coach, but kind of an up-and-down recruiter. Will Wade, it looks like he's going to have he looks like a consistent recruiter to me. This is the first time that his roster that the LSU basketball roster is full since Dale Brown, because even the success John Brady had, he had trouble keeping more than, you know, 10 or 11 guys on the roster. And Wade has a full roster and he's playing 8 guys. That's really a lot for LSU to be playing 8 guys. You know, even their best teams, like the 06 Final 14, they really only played about 6 or 7. And Wade's got a lot of good guys off the bench.
You brought up Tremont Waters, and certainly when I watched LSU, he stood out to me. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, he's an excellent point guard. He's actually coming off a pretty bad game against Florida, but he was really good last year. As a freshman, he's got a lot more help this year. But, you know, he's just a player that you want the ball in his hands at the buzzer, and he's not afraid to take it. Now, he's missed some critical shots, but he's made some, too, and he's got a very good assist-to-turnover ratio. He sees the floor real well. He involves other players real well. But the thing about LSU this year is he doesn't have to play great for them to win like they did last year.
Talking to Glenn Gilbo, he is covering LSU for the USA Today Network. LSU's got a big, big matchup tomorrow against Tennessee as the two continue to look and stay in the race for perhaps an SEC regular season title. What kind of attention? Glenn, we know how it is at LSU. It's such a huge, outstanding football market. Throw the Saints in there. The Def Dome is a great, you know, has great tradition going back a ways. What have the atmospheres been like as this team has started to take on a little more traction as a contender?
Well, it's been very good for LSU. I mean, the Arkansas game, it was packed. That was on a Saturday. And, you know, this is the first really good team LSU's had, you know, probably in 10 years. It was the last team that won the SEC. They were pretty good the 1 year with Ben Simmons. And, you know, they beat Kentucky in Baton Rouge. And the crowd got into it. But, you know, this team has been consistently good all year. They've only got, you know, a handful of losses. And, you know, there's a lot more basketball buzz around Baton Rouge than there usually is. Even though baseball season has started and they're coming off a good football season. But, you know, a lot of the crowds, particularly the Saturday crowds, have been very good. And this Tennessee game has been sold out for 3 weeks. Something like that hasn't happened in a long time at LSU.
Wow. Do they shoot it well enough to really make a deep tournament run? That's the one thing that stands out to me statistically. They have a lot of really good things going for them, but the outside shooting looks a little bit suspect. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say so. I think bigger than that is their lapses in defense and half-court offense. Like Florida was just driving through the lane for key baskets the other night. But LSU is really athletic, and guys like Emmett Williams and Darius Days, they don't even play a lot of minutes, and they come off the bench and do a lot. And Marlon Taylor's very good, and they got really three good guards and Smart, Waters, and Skylar Mays. And they're two big men are really intimidating, Cavell Bigby-Williams and Naz Reid. But I think the key thing is just how the matchups go in the tournament. That, you know, if they get matched up right, they could go to the Final Four. But if they play another team that plays defense like Florida, you know, they probably won't go that far.
Yeah, you would guess that tape might get circulated a little bit to see if anybody else puts that kind of game plan together. I want to ask you one more, Glenn, about Will Wade. Of course, he's got Nashville ties, and he has made a really nice splash here. As you mentioned, you kind of like what you're seeing recruiting and maybe over the long term. What's he been like to be around?
Oh, he's a great interview. He's funny, interesting. You know, he responds to the media. You can tell that usually guys who are good recruiters are good with the media, and he's very very good. It's kind of beyond his years. You know, you forget he's only 36, but he can be very funny. He can also be very pointed, and he's not afraid to show his anger with his team. You know, I mean, he said he was sickened by the loss the other night, absolutely sickened. And he said, you know, he credited the fans for showing up, and he was embarrassed that LSU has lost two home games. You know, since they're on the road in the SEC, he just doesn't understand why they've lost two home games. So he's very candid and entertaining. He's a great interview.
Glenn, thanks for the visit. Should be a good start to the day tomorrow. Early tip, and certainly we'll be watching in these parts. Thanks for joining us and telling us a little bit more about LSU.
Okay, thank you.
Glenn Gilbo covers the LSU Tigers for USA Today Network. That'll wrap up hour number two. We come back with You Just Made the List. Next.